From Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas, this is Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything that happens outside the chalk lines.
There's so many things about baseball I like. I don't have enough time to tell you all the things I like.
You know, the best compliments I ever get are when I receive a message or a letter from a blind person who says, I feel like I can see the game.
You know, my number one responsibility, the way I look at it, is hire the best people, provide them with all the resources that they need to do their jobs, and let them do their job.
Flood of emotions, relief, excitement, elation. I knew that I carried a trailer of people with me that 90 feet.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jared Couch. And on this edition of Dugout Dirt, we want to talk about the mental side of baseball. Now, this is probably as close as we're going to get to talking about the actual game on the field. But this is actually before they ever step on the field. They had to attack the mental side of baseball. Baseball is actually a thinking man's game. Now, to the casual viewer, there's a lot of downtime on the field between pitches. There's a lot of standing around. But if you look very closely, there's constant adjustments and strategic decisions being made. As the great Yankee catcher Yogi Berra eloquently put it, as he so often did, baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. You do the math. This mental game begins well before opening day. It starts in the offseason. It starts in spring training. It starts when you're getting ready for a game, before you ever step on the field. And along with the new season, that brings predictions from the media. And the Texas Rangers were coming off an injury-plagued 67-win season, so the pundits aren't expecting much from this year's club. Vegas actually put the Rangers over-under on wins at 77.5. That's seventh worst in the majors, second to last in the West, and only three games better than the Astros. An ESPN writer actually has Texas pegged as the sixth worst team in all of Major League Baseball. And players are human. They see what we see. They read what we read. They have access to the internet. And some try to ignore the chatter. Some block it out altogether. There are others like Derek Holland and Elvis Andrews that use that negativity as fuel to the fire.
Does it bother you that experts, media types are counting the Rangers out?
I wish I could say what I really want to say. You know, the way that I look at it is that's cool that the media, whatever, the broadcast guys, everybody, they've ruled us out. And, you know, we've been there before. We've been the underdogs. We like that. We appreciate it. Last time we were an underdog, I'm pretty sure we went somewhere very nice, known as the World Series. We plan to try to do that again. So keep us as the underdog. We like it.
No, I love it. I love it when they talk that way. You know, sometimes they think they know the game, and that's good. I think as a player, you know that if everybody's healthy in this team and everybody do their job, and mentally, you know, in the mentally side, we stay strong. We know that, you know, we can beat any team in the league.
You personally experienced a lot of criticism last year. How did that impact you and what you did in this offseason?
I mean, criticism, I think, is important. You know, that's what it make you go to the offseason the way I did this past offseason. I like when people say negative stuff to you and when they doubt what you do out there in the field. That's what it make you work 10 times harder and prove to them that, you know, they're wrong. So, you know, I took that serious this offseason. I don't think that I ever work out the way I did this past offseason. And, you know, I feel great. I feel like I was in 2009 with my first year.
And then there are guys that couldn't care less what the media says. Predictions are just that, predictions. They have zero impact on the future unless you let it. Kobe Lewis prefers to avoid social media altogether.
I've never been a big social media guy. I don't read the newspaper after each start. I don't have Twitter or Facebook or any of that kind of stuff. I feel like all those other outside influences kind of just more nonsense in your head. And I've always been kind of like, you know, this is what my game plan, this is what I have set in my head, and this is what I want to follow through with. So it's just like same thing with the video and in between starts and trying to look at hitters and stuff. I feel like the more stuff that I have in my head instead of my set goal that I have that I want to do, then, you know, it's a huge distraction.
Prince Fielder, on the other hand, very active on social media, and he believes if you got an opinion, it's your right to have your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Do you hear the criticism, or do you
the experts are kind of writing this team off. I mean, I've heard, I've read some very low win totals predictions. Does that bother you?
No, because, you know, it's their opinions. I mean, you know, other people's opinion isn't my business, or, you know, it's their opinion. So, you know, I think it doesn't bother them at all. I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely, you know, being part of this team and knowing what we have, it's unfortunate that they think that way because they're just going to be wrong, you know. So, you know, so, but other than that, no, it doesn't bother me because, like I said, it's their opinion and, you know, their opinion is their business.
Adrian Beltre and Shin-Soo Choo may have the best perspective of all.
We don't really pay attention to what people said outside. We have our corporate group here that we believe in ourselves. Obviously, people are going to expect things or have their own opinion and papers, obviously. But if we do our job and we keep it together and we pull for one for each other, we believe we can win. And, you know, I think our division is wide open. To see who's gonna get the right get hot at the right time, and we believe that could be us.
For me, just, you know, starting the season, just close your ears, close your eyes, you know, just follow my routine, and then playing games, and then after that, just go home. You know, I'm not watching TV either, so just playing baseball.
The baseball season spans from mid-February, when pitchers and catchers report, to October and beyond if you're lucky. Of all the games players play in the season, the one between the ears is sometimes the most challenging. The ability to stay focused and locked in for that long requires a little motivation, and sometimes that comes in the form of proving critics wrong.
You feel like you have something to prove now?
Every year I have something to prove. I want to be the best pitcher there is. You know, I want to be the best at doing what I do. I want to win that Cy Young, and at the end of the year, I want to be holding that trophy up and showing that to all of our fans here in Texas, because without them, they make us who we are.
I do have to prove. I think the time is, you know, is flying right now. I'm entering to my seventh season, and I haven't feel that I haven't had a season that I won, a career season. So. Like I said, last year was a down year for me, but it just made me understand and learn so many things about myself and about the team that I just can't wait for this year. So I do see this year being amazing, not only for me, but for the team and for the organization.
And then there are some players like Adrian Beltre that don't feel like they have anything to prove.
Not really. Obviously, we know what we're here for. We have a mindset, and we're preparing for it right now, and that we believe that we can win, and that's what we're going for.
There are some guys in sports that use criticism, use doubt, and they take it and feel like they have to prove something. And that's okay. If whatever motivates you, that's what you should use. Prince Fielder, he doesn't feel like he has to prove anything because he made his choice a long time ago to be successful, and it's worked out pretty good for him so far.
So do you look at success as a decision you have to make?
Definitely. It's definitely a choice. You know what I mean? It doesn't start. It doesn't mean it has anything to do with results. In my mind, it's about your, it's just a way of life. I mean, you know, success is getting ready to play. Success is making sure you're able to play. It's, you know, making sure you're, you know, eating right. It's just a whole part of it. You know, making sure your family's good. It's just a, you know, I'm just trying to be successful in every part of life.
So at any point, I guess it was never an option not to choose success.
Yeah, it's not an option. Not an option.
Is it important for you to get back to that all-star level and then also be back in the conversation as one of the best, if not the best, first baseman in baseball?
I mean, sure, yeah. Just because, you know, that's what you do it for. I mean, you don't want to do anything to be mediocre. So, you know, everything I do, I want to be great at it. So for me, it's just, I'm, you know, just going to enjoy the process, you know. You know, just enjoy the little things, batting practice, you know, my workouts, hell, getting stretched, just all the little things that, you know, I took for granted, like I thought were, you know, not a big deal. I'm really enjoying that now, like really getting myself prepared to play. That's really a big part of my day now.
Baseball is often considered a game of failure, especially for hitters. I mean, in what profession can you fail 70% of the time and still be considered a top performer? The mental game is so important for baseball players. So when the Rangers' new manager, Jeff Banister, says, never ever quit, it's not just lip service, and it's not just a catchy slogan. Rangers catcher Robinson Chirinos has embodied that slogan throughout his entire professional baseball career.
How does never ever quit apply to your career?
I mean, I was the guy playing minor league 10 years, man. Playing for 7 years, and believe I was gonna make to the big league, and I never quit. I mean, they turned me to be a catcher, and I mean, going back, I was playing triple A in that moment, going back to rookie ball to extend the spring, learn how to catch. It was tough, but that's my goal. I mean, I don't even say it before, but it was something I would always have in my mind to never quit in that dream to play to the major league. And now Jeff saying that is awesome. I mean, something we can't do that. Even not only in baseball, in life, we can never quit when people going through to tough time. They don't have a job or they're sick. I think if you don't quit in yourself, you keep believing in God, you cannot find a way.
Do you hear the media and the critics or the experts saying that this team isn't going to be as great as it's been? What's your response to that?
I mean, they don't get it right all the time. And for me and my teammate, we're going to prove they're wrong.
And to be fair in all this, this isn't a media bashing episode of Dugout Dirt. They're basing their opinions off last year's results. So the question is, how do you wipe the mental slate clean and regain that winning mentality? Mike Maddux, Michael Young, along with Kobe Lewis have seen the highest of highs and lowest of lows with this organization.
How do you respond? How do you get off the mat from that?
I think you gotta cleanse yourself off and, you know, what was the process? Why did that year turn out the way it did? But you also know that tomorrow's a new day and next year is a new year. And I look very forward to it. I think that we go out there and we show that we have the personnel, we have the determination. Good things are going to happen for the Texas Rangers.
At FanFest, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said it's important for young guys not to get used to losing. What do you think they meant by that, and how do you get back to winning and sustain it?
Losing stinks, plain and simple, and nobody gets used to that. What do you got to do to get back to winning? Sometimes you hate losing so much there is no option other than to win. But I think winning is staying with the process. And even in a loss, if you learn something that'll help you win the next day, it was a productive outing. So we have to win each day. And if you don't win the game, make sure you want a lesson and apply that lesson.
Well, if you're competitive and you have some enthusiasm for the game, there's really only one mentality you have, and that's to be incredibly competitive. That's to be in a mindset where you're trying to get the most out of your ability. So to get used to losing, I don't think I could really comprehend what that would be like. But at the same time, when you have a tough season, some thoughts can get negative. So a lot of times it takes a couple months in the winter to get your mind frame right, give yourself a fresh perspective, and to come back in spring training ready to roll.
So you've been at the top of the mountain with the Rangers, close to that ultimate goal. What's it going to take to get back?
I think just like just kind of the same type of situations that we had with those teams. Real close-knit group of guys, always joking, always having a good time, but always holding each other accountable. You know, willing to get on each other, police ourselves in the clubhouse. Not really looking for that leadership from the coaching staff so much, but pushing each other. And and of course it's, you know, it goes along with the pitching staff too. You know, we've got to have a bunch of starters. You know, us five guys, we've got to run it out there, and we've got to have 170 to 200 innings apiece, and put the team in situation to win every night.
Spring is always a hopeful time of the baseball season, and from talking with the players this spring training, I see energy and looseness. They know there is talent in this clubhouse, and with a little help, a little luck, this 2015 baseball season could be a very fun season.
Every year you start fresh, so it doesn't matter what happened the year before. You know, you can be the last place, you can win the World Series. Every year start fresh, so you know we're going to start fresh and thinking positive.
They know exactly what it takes to come back and be successful. They've been successful with it for entire careers. So the biggest thing is making sure you pick up where you left off, be incredibly motivated to go out there and play winning baseball. We do that, we're gonna have a really great chance to compete in our division and to make some noise come October.
For all the people that think that the year that we had last year and kind of you know, that how we've kind of gone downhill after the 2010, 2011, 2012 type seasons that we've had, is just basically proving everybody wrong. You know, just taking that aspect in and taking it to the field every day, incorporating it, and, you know, proving those people wrong that don't think that we can do it.
For me, I'm really excited. I think all the coaches and the fans should be excited too, because we have a great team. I don't know. I know they don't talk about us a lot, but I mean, we have a great team. I believe my team, and I know it's going to be a great, awesome year.
We have got to go out there with little payback, little redemption, you know, that doesn't matter who was on the team. We all were in the same jersey, and people kind of laughed at us and pointed fingers. That's not very good. We'll show them.
Former Texas Rangers great Michael Young had a unique perspective on what happened last year. In his first year in retirement, when he wasn't spending time with his family and his kids, he was watching baseball because Michael Young is a baseball man. So who better to weigh in on what happened last year with your Texas Rangers than the former face of the franchise?
Well, the negatives are obvious. They had a lot of injuries. I look at the positives that happened. I saw Adrian Beltre continue to play at an incredibly high level. I saw Rougned Odor come up and establish himself as a future star, someone who plays with a lot of intensity, with a lot of edge, a lot of confidence. I love that. He became one of my favorite players just by watching the way he played the game. You know, I see Elvis going to come back and have a huge year. Yu Darvish is going to continue to be one of the best in the league. Getting a healthy season out of Derek Holland is going to be huge. I can go on and on about what this team is capable of doing. So I think looking back at last year, I think you kind of take away some of the positives, apply to, like I said, a bit of a fresh perspective come spring training, and you're going to see a very hungry and motivated team.
And yeah, the pessimist says the Rangers are without Yu Darvish, and therefore they don't have a shot. Well, you should know that teams have won big without their ace. New manager Jeff Banister delivered a strong message after the star pitcher injured his arm.
I would remind you that there are ball clubs out there that have played in the past that have been at without their ace. That they've won the World Series. We can either crumble, give in, which I can promise you that's not in my DNA, or we can come together, galvanize, become stronger. Look, somebody in the on that pitching staff, somebody is going to have a career year this year. Somebody in that position player core is going to have a career year this year. Somebody. But they're not going to call a 22nd timeout for us and wait for the Rangers. Nobody. Nobody in baseball. Got a group of players in there that need to know that also.
Before we put a bow on this latest episode of Dugout Dirt, leave you with a few thoughts. I had a chance to go out to Surprise, Arizona and be around the players and talk to them in a couple of commercial shoots. And the vibe I'm getting is there's a lot of energy and there's a lot of determination. And the guys that were injured last year are just so happy to be back out there, and they want to prove people wrong. And going into this season, I don't think they're taking anything for granted. So that's definitely a positive note. Before we get out of here, I'd like to thank Derek Holland, Elvis Andrews, Kobe Lewis, Prince Fielder, Adrian Beltre, Michael Young, Robinson Chirinos, Mike Maddox, Shinsu Chu, and everybody that made this possible, including my co-producer and editor Byron Hardy, Becky Kimbrough, Sarah Stone, and everybody in the Rangers marketing department that helped out on this podcast. If you want more original Texas Rangers content, go to texasrangers.com/neverever quit. For this podcast, we're always at texasrangers.com/podcast and subscribe on iTunes. Just search Texas Rangers and it'll be labeled Dugout Dirt. Until next time, my name is Jared Couch, and we'll talk to you later.